Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. You would have been 7 at the time. I don't know if what you might remember about rationing and all that at 7. There might be some things you remember.
I remember gasoline being rationed, gasoline stamps, and there was also other items, tires. Certain types of food products were rationed, and my father had access to a lot of tubs, pound tubs of butter with Armour & Company, and he was able to take the butter, and he had a friend that had nylon hose, so they traded nylon hose and butter back in those days.
Do you remember the day of December 7th, 1941, how that came about?
Vaguely, I remember the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and I remember the day that the Second World War was over also. We happened to be in Michigan at Indian Lake, and everybody was celebrating, and some of the people were so happy and thrilled, they actually pushed over some outhouses and set them on fire to celebrate.
Yeah, you would have been about 11 years old.
That's correct.
The Thralls, what are their first names?
Art and Mildred Thrall became friends of my parents when they lived on the south side of Chicago. And Art Thrall, actually, when my mother and I came home from the hospital, he carried her up the stairs, and they carried me up the stairs also to a third-floor apartment. Art Thrall was a self-made man. He started out in the 1920s working for the Illinois Central Railroad, and later he and his brother-in-law started Thrall Car Company in Chicago Heights, Illinois, repairing railroad cars. During the Second World War, Art was a dollar-a-year man for the government, and his company manufactured a hospital train for the government.
Tell us what that means, a dollar a year man.
During the Second World War, there were a lot of businessmen that were advisors to the U.S. government, and that's what they were paid, a dollar a year to be advisors.
So they had to be paid something, and so they were happy. Yeah. So they just gave their time then, didn't they?
They gave their time and expertise in whatever field they were experts in.
Back to the military academy, some of your classmates, you referred to them as people you know now, but some of them were the sons of some questionable character.
Yes. During my time at military school, one of the young men, Charles O'Brien, came from Detroit. And years later, when my wife and I lived in Oklahoma City, on the 6 o'clock news, they had a report that Chucky O'Brien had been indicted for trying to bribe the jury in Tennessee for Jimmy Hoffa. And I told my wife that, well, that's the same fellow I went to military school, and she couldn't believe it. So I found the yearbook and I pulled it out, and there he was, Charles O'Brien, and he had gone to military school with me for 2 years, and his mother was the personal secretary to Jimmy Hoffa, and he was like a son with Jimmy Hoffa Jr., and actually he is the driver that drove Jimmy Hoffa to the luncheon that day when Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. And then after that, why, Chucky and Jimmy Hoffa Jr. had a big falling out.
And that was like in 1975 when that happened.
Yes.
Right. So then Chucky became a person of interest then in
yes.
the disappearance of Hoffa.
Yes. They never were able to figure out what happened to Hoffa. And Chucky said that he didn't know anything other than he just dropped him off for lunch at that restaurant that day.
He never had lunch with him. He just dropped him off.
He just dropped him off.
Yeah, I bet he got a lot of questioning, didn't he?
A lot of questioning.
What was speculation about where Hoffa might have ended up? Anybody? Anybody's no. guess. Even in the football field, I think, at the end
right.
zone.
Right. Anybody's guessed.
Right. Any other classmates that were characters that you might think of? Don Sweeney?
Don Sweeney was a classmate also. His real name was Don Swinarski, and his father was a state representative from the West Side Block in Chicago. The West Side Block was the area on the west side of the stockyards, a very Democratic stronghold, and that's also where Mayor Daley started his career as an attorney, was on the west side of Chicago. And Don Sweeney's father was in the refuge business with his relatives, which was a very lucrative business in Chicago. But in those days, the control of the Cook County with the Democratic Party, everybody had an assignment, and it was so well organized. They had precinct captains, they had block captains that were required to get everybody out to vote when they had elections.
There were those who said that dead people voted in Chicago.
I think they still are to this day. They might be, but after, to show you how much influence Don Sweeney had, we decided to give our senior class president a gift, and we went down to the stockyards on the west side, and where they manufactured beautiful leather luggage, and we went into the plant and showed his father's business card to the owner, and he said, "Oh, you're Swinarski's kid." He said, "You can pick out any luggage you want, and I'm going to sell it to you 50% under wholesale." And then another interesting situation was after our senior prom, which was out on the very far south side of Chicago, we wanted to go to Cicero out on the west side to one of the nightclubs. And we couldn't figure out how we were going to get from the far south side of Chicago way out to Cicero. And Swinarski said, "Oh, that's easy. We'll get a police escort. My father got connections with the state police." So after our dance at midnight, we all lined up on 111th Street, and we had an escort across the city of Chicago with the state police to go to our after party.